Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Corn, Matthew 21:41. Who will give him a share of his crop at the harvest time? Good morning, children. As we continue to enjoy the season of fall, let's look at a very fun food, corn. Corn is harvested as a grass that grows over most of the world. In many countries, it is called maize. Native Americans, Egyptians, and Chinese are a few of the people groups who eat corn. The people of southern Mexico are the first to take this cereal as grain to eat. Corn, cornmeal, popcorn, grilled, cornstarch for thickening. Corn is also used as ethanol, called to help gasoline. Corn oil is used for frying food. It is also used in cosmetics, soaps, medicines, and more. Glue can be made from it too. In the Thanksgiving story of how America started, a Native American named Squanto told the pilgrims how to put a small amount of fish into a hole in the soil and then put a corn kernel that was only found in America at that time into the hole. Corn helped save the pilgrims, and an American native named Squanto showed them the gift it was for them. In the fall, we see scarecrows in cornfields. They are used to scare away those blackbirds, crows, and ravens who love corn as it is ripening and ready to harvest. Corn stalks, the stem and leaves of the corn, are used for food for livestock and fall decorations. When you watch a movie at home or go to one at the theater, do you love a bag of popcorn? Fairs and carnivals and circuses have great popcorn balls made with corn syrup. Yummy! Have you ever been in a corn maze? It's paths made by the corn stalks, and you have to figure out what is the best way to get out of that path. People love to put deer corn out to attract these beautiful creatures into their yard. Thank you, Jesus, for corn. It's a wonderful source of food for people and animals. It is found on 6 out of 7 continents and a very big blessing. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.